sir.
You lucky stiff. Free kiss.
I just can't do it.
What?
I just can't do it. I just couldn't up and kiss some strange girl while we ain't done no stepping out or courting.
This is different, Gomer. It's just a kiss.
But I don't even know her folks or nothing.
What's the matter with you, Gomer? You got something against kissing?
Oh, no. I like kissing. Kissing can be fun. But back home, I went with Ida Carrington for 11 months before I kissed her. Then it took 2 hours of coaxing.
Oh, boy.
I only did it to stop her coaxing.
You mind if I take your place?
What?
Well, you're the one that was picked for the kiss. Why can't I tell this chick I'm the one that was picked?
That ain't truthful, Duke.
Suppose I tell her I'm your proxy.
You're my what?
Your proxy. You appointed me to collect for you because you couldn't make it.
That's a proxy?
Yeah, how about it?
Well, if you want to.
Oh, I want to.
Okay.
Good.
You're going to be my what?
I'm going to be your proxy. What's happened, sweetness?
What does that idiot think he's doing? He'll ruin everything.
So you're the famous drag lady, huh? Well, I'm the famous Duke Slater, baby, Company B. They call me LB for short. Love a boy. Old LB's here to collect his first Liberty kiss. So now that the introductions are out of the way, let's go to the moon, baby.
No, thank you.
Let's go.
Come on.
Oh, dear.
Why does she always throw them toward us?
Now, we ought to talk to her. This is like drinking beer at the wrong end of a bowling alley.
What'd I do?
You have just been formally introduced to the Dragon Lady. What do you think you're doing? Where's Gomer?
Gomer let me take his place.
He what?
He didn't want to come, so he let me be his proxy.
His proxy? Oh, you fixed it. You fixed it real good.
Huh? That was supposed to be him stretched out there, Pally.
You mean it was a phony? It was all a setup?
Yeah. I wanted to see Gomer go flying through the air, not you. Are you happy now?
I'm sorry, Sarge.
No, I'm sorry ain't enough. Now, you go get Gomer in here.
Huh?
That's right. You took all my fun away. Go get him.
Go get him?
Yeah. Look, don't you want to see Gomer go flying through the air? You're entitled now.
Through the... Oh, yeah. Yeah. Good idea, Sarge.
Go.
I'll go get him, Sarge.
Go. Go.
Now, come on. I'm going to get Gomer.
Rick.
What's going on? Who's this? Are you guys nuts standing around with the introductions? A civilian back here and a female civilian?
I know. We were just going. What are you worried about, Duke? It's my girl and my problem.
Oh, no, it isn't, Buster. It's everybody's problem. They find her back here and we all get the boom lord on us.
All right. Look, we'll take her out the way she came in.
Well, how'd she come in here anyway?
I brung her.
Gomer, what's the matter with you sneaking a dame in a barracks?
We didn't sneak. I was bringing in some mattresses and Miss Rosemary just come along right beside us.
Oh, Gomer, you sneaked her in behind a mattress?
We didn't sneak.
Okay, you didn't sneak.
Don't care much for that expression.
Hey, here's another one. Guess who this is.
For it was Mary, sweet, as any name could be, for you're the guy that gave it to my brother in the back.
Well, hey, that's great, Duke. Betty Grable, right?
Are you making a joke, ain't you, Frankie? That was Humphrey Bogart, wasn't it, dude?
It was Jimmy Cagney, Gomer.
That was the second, Charlie.
Here's another one. Guess who this one is, Gomer?
Carter.
Hey, Sergeant Carter. Sergeant Carter, you're the best sergeant a Marine ever had. Why, you're just like a mama to us, so thank you.
Shazam.
Oh, yeah, I almost forgot.
Shazam. Gosh, Duke, you ought to be on the stage. You really should. Doggone how you do all them things.
All right, here's another one. This ought to be very close to your heart, Gomer.
All right, Pie, you lame brain, you nitwit, you knucklehead. When I give you an order, I give you an order. Now, you lift that bulldozer and carry it back to the motor pool. You hear me? Move it. Oh, I can't hear you.
Hey, that's wonderful, Duke. This is more than me again.
All right. No, I got a better one. This is good. Guy walks in and... Oh, hi, Sarge.
Thank you. Well, thank you. Honestly, folks, I don't really sing or dance, and I don't have anything prepared. It's just that, the other day I was fooling around the barracks doing a couple of impressions, and My good buddies over there seem to think I'm pretty good at it, so, well, here I am. Darn it. Well, as you can see, I'm a Marine. I was I joined for 4 years. I love the Marines, and one nice thing about it, you get to meet a lot of nice guys. Like my good buddy over there, Gomer Pyle. Gomer Pyle.
Golly! Hey, everybody, it's me, Gomer. Surprise, surprise, surprise. You want to meet my sergeant? Shazam!
That's another one. Sergeant Carter. We call him King Kong. I'll never forget the first time I met him. It was in basic training. I was sleeping peacefully in the barracks. It was pitch dark, the middle of the night, and all of a sudden this soft, gentle voice came to us.
All right, you nitwits, you lame-brained, you knuckleheads, rise and shine! Up and at 'em! Let's go! Move it, move it, move it, move it!
I don't know what Sergeant Carter did before he got in the Marines, but I suspect he worked for a van and storage company, because that's his favorite expression.
Move it, move it, move it, move it!
He's a funny guy. He's got Carter down cold.
It's too bad Carter's not here. He'd split a gut.
Or that guy Slater's head.
And there was my sergeant underneath the whole mess yelling,
I'll get you for this, you lame-brained, you nitwit, you knuckleheads! Out, 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 out!